morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Kelvin Butenhoff, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the show, call or text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Busy show today coming up at 10:33. We are going to be talking to Andy Guss from Grassroots Menominee Falls about the upcoming school board election. Going to be very, very important. And also very important, if you have any questions or concerns about how our elections are run, there is a wonderful group, and we've had them on the show before, called Keep Our Republic, and they hold seminars, and they have a seminar coming up tomorrow night in West Bend. Kathy Bernier, who is the state director for Keep Our Republic, is going to be joining us at 10:50 to talk about what happens at these seminars and what you can learn and hopefully reassure people. Casting a ballot, casting your vote is critically important, and there are all kinds of checks and balances in place to make sure that they don't get stolen.
Yeah, and we're doing a really good job of it, too. Like, those elections are pretty safe and pretty fair and pretty great.
Yeah.
Lots of
people agree. There are still people who don't. And so that's why I think this is really important. If you or someone you know still questions the legitimacy of how our elections are run, I would highly encourage you to attend that seminar again tomorrow night in West Bend. We'll have more details coming up with Kathy Bernier at 10:50. Right now, though, it's our Bike into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Ride into Spring statewide texting contest. All you have to do is download the Civic Media app. So go to wherever you get your apps and download the Civic Media app. And then that will take you to the main page, which shows you all the stations all across the state. And you go to the station that you listen to, whether it's WISS in Oshkosh, or you're listening on WRCE or WFHR or WLAK in Amory. You want to text this word, and you have until 11 o'clock. You only need to do this once. Text this word. The word is music, M-U-S-I-C. Today's word is music. You want to text that in via the Civic Media app. You are in the running, then, for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, and all the daily winners, because we have one winner every hour, 7, 10, 1, and 3 p.m., and all those winners, too. Everybody's eligible for grand prizes. They include brand new bicycles. And then the other grand prize, that great 3-in-1 blender and an outdoor patio love seat.
Nice.
Isn't that nice?
I would use all of those.
I would, too.
I don't know if I use the blender as much, just because I don't blend a lot of things. But it sounds like a great prize.
You might be inspired to blend.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I need a recipe where I can blend things.
Greg's kind of really become a blending guy. He'll talk about it whether you know it or not.
For hours.
Yeah. It's like that person who went to France and was like, I picked up so much French. Oh, God.
Don't bring up blenders with Greg. You'll never get him off the subject. Again, you have until 11 o'clock to text the word music, M-U-S-I-C. Text music wherever you listen via the Civic Media app. All right. This broke on Friday, a little later in the day. Another Friday news dump kind of thing. Representative Mike Gallagher, Republican from Green Bay, announcing he is going to leave early.
Yeah.
He's leaving April 19th. He had already announced that he was not going to run for re-election.
Yep.
I think the assumption was that he was going to fill out, you know, the rest of his term. That's not happening.
He quits.
Leaving before the end of his current term, according to an article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Lawrence Andrea. The House GOP now only has one member to break with the conference on party line votes moving forward. So they had Ken Buck from Colorado leave again early before the end of his term last week. Yeah. And now Mike Gallagher says he's done as of April 19th.
That is how bad it is to be in Congress. It is a high paying job, which, and great benefits. And you're not really accountable, if you ask me, like, especially if you announce that you're leaving.
Right.
I mean.
Well, now you're a lame duck.
Talk about senioritis. It's so bad. He's like, I'm not going to run for re-election. 3 weeks later, scratch that. I'm leaving next week. Good luck.
Well, I was texting with someone on Friday who has a little bit more insider knowledge, at least as far as what happens in the Wisconsin state legislature.
Yeah.
There's some interesting speculation about whether or not this was a coordinated thing between Ken Buck and Mike Gallagher in order to leave the House teetering.
Hmm.
I know. I mean, there's no way. There's
rumors. I love rumors.
There's no way to prove this, but, you know, that's some of the speculation.
Jane, we don't have to worry about proof or, you know, articles or anything. Just say it out loud. It's true now. It's true. That's how it works. He's going to be like.
Maybe on different media outlets. Not then, this one.
Then Ken Buck and Mike Gallagher high-fived. They jumped up in the air and freeze frame, closing credits.
After Gallagher's departure, Republicans will control 217 House seats. Democrats will have 213.
Ooh, that's interesting.
On Friday, Gallagher said he will leave Congress April 19th, giving no explanation for the change. An aide said the move was a family decision.
It's always family.
Naturally. And the two Republicans who were probably going to run for his seat, not happy about this either, because now the seat's going to stay empty.
Correct.
The seat will stay empty until November.
Which isn't usually the case. A lot of times they'll have special elections, but really in order to get a special election together, you'd have to get a primary if there's enough people running, then a special election. The whole thing could take a couple months, and then we're in summer, and then boom, you have to run again.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Well, yeah, there is that. So two of the Republicans who will likely run for this office include Alan Breisowitz, signaling a potential campaign announcement for April 8th. He's accusing Gallagher of deliberately vacating the seat in order to hurt Republicans.
What's this person's name again?
Alan Breisowitz.
Alan Breisowitz, okay.
Gallagher's office rejects that claim. Also expected to run Andre Jacques.
I just always want to do the Maurice Chevalier voice. Oh,
Andre Jacques.
Andre Jacques running for Congress.
And of course, couldn't keep the mouth from the South quiet. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene said last week Gallagher should be expelled if he refuses to leave immediately in order to allow his district to hold a special election. It's my understanding, according to state law, if he would leave before April 2nd, which is next Tuesday,
correct,
then they would hold a special election. Yeah. But after that benchmark of April 2nd, then the seat stays open.
I mean, for gosh sakes, in an election year, I would even say earlier, because, you know, as I just stated, you got to put together the election. That takes time and money. You got to get candidates. If there's more than one on each side, you've got a primary. You got to give a month for the primary, then a couple months or a month for the election. It just does. Just let it be vacant. And MTG, keep our state out of your mouth. You got enough problems down there in Georgia. Keep it to yourself.
She can't.
Oh my gosh. She makes me so mad. Like, Lauren Boebert's hilariously incompetent. But MTG is just dangerous.
Well, I think she's malicious.
Yeah.
I think she's malicious. Mike Gallagher was first elected to Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District in 2016. He head up this committee on China and kind of spearheaded this whole TikTok action against TikTok.
Yeah.
And says he feels good about the work that he's done. House Speaker Mike Johnson has guaranteed he will appoint a new Republican to serve as chair of this select committee that Mike Gallagher was on the Chinese Communist Party once Gallagher leaves Capitol Hill.
That is if Mike Johnson still has a job.
Well, there's that. Because on Friday, they did agree on a budget. They passed another temporary spending bill. And not everybody's happy about that. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, again, the mouth from the South, immediately called for, she filed a motion to vacate the chair.
Yeah.
Now, she hasn't brought it up for a vote yet. They're on vacation again, by the way.
Of course they are.
They went home for Easter.
They're hanging out with the Wisconsin GOP who took off. They're all on vacation.
They're all on vacation.
Yeah.
So she hasn't brought it up for a vote yet, but she could ostensibly do that when they come back.
Yeah.
And then they'll be without a speaker again.
Who's left at this point?
Ron Johnson. No, he's a senator. Yeah. Well, we have Tom Tiffany.
Oh, can you imagine Glenn Grothman?
Glenn Grothman just, is Speaker of the House.
Just clack, 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 pancakes for everybody.
That would be something.
Oh, my God.
But if they do that and they oust Mike Johnson,
yeah.
Again, this I just don't see how any supporters can believe they're not going to get anything done. They cannot get anything done.
Well, also on top of that, and there have been rumblings about this from various Republicans. I mean, Josh Hawley has said this, and there's been other Republicans. They're just making themselves look stupid.
Coming from Josh Hawley, that's really quite something.
When your elected officials are saying we can't get anything done, we look ridiculous. We have nothing to campaign on. We can't go home and talk about our good work. That's not a good thing either. That a good look it does not make.
No, it does not.
No.
Yoda. You can always join the conversation, call and or text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. When we return, Robin Voss made a mistake.
He thinks he only made one?
Well, this is the one he's talking about most recently.
Because I'm not a fan of his suits.
We'll talk more about that on the other side. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Gal B, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always call, text, join the show, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon has ruined. Coming up at 10:33, Andy Gus from Grassroots Menominee Falls is going to be joining us. We do have school board elections coming up in a number of cities and areas. And so Andy Gus going to be joining us again at 10:33 to talk about the school board election in Menominee Falls. So if you're a parent in that district, you should certainly stick around. I think there will be lots of good information. Robin Voss, our favorite assembly speaker and popcorn king, appeared on WISN's Up Front over the weekend saying, quote, Mike Gabelman is probably the single biggest embarrassment that I have ever had, unquote.
Yeah.
I hope he eventually gets disbarred, continued Robin Voss. He should not be an attorney. Anybody who thinks about hiring him, call me, because I will tell you what an awful decision that I made to hire him.
Yep.
If only he had been able to vet Michael Gabelman before he hired him.
This is something that people don't know, that Michael Gabelman, before this, before he used millions of dollars of taxpayer
$2 million,
he was unknown. He came out of nowhere, like a shadow in the night. And then, like, we're like, no idea who Michael Gabelman was. And then all of a sudden, we're like, we need someone to investigate an election. And then he was like, boom, I'm here.
Puff.
Yeah, I am Judge Man.
Yeah, Judge Man actually has been around for quite a while. He was a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice.
Yeah.
Yep. And in the course of this interview on Upfront, Robin Voss also said, I don't know who first appointed him, but these people are morons. Well, I went back and I looked. Because it's an amazing thing that you can do is you can look things up.
I hear you could do that on the internet.
You can.
Yeah.
It's a very handy thing.
And what, Jane, did you find?
I found that Michael Gableman was appointed to his first court by Tommy Thompson.
Wait, the Ronald Reagan of Wisconsin won? That Thompson, was, J. Thompson?
Yes, yes. Tommy Thompson is the one who initially appointed Michael Gableman as a justice. Now, he had to go on and run in subsequent races. But for this one, this was an appointment appointed by revered, loved, respected Governor Tommy Thompson.
So it's almost as if you're saying we had plenty of time and information to look over the past couple decades before said king of popcorn would make this decision to hire what he has said is his biggest mistake. We actually has admitted on television of doing that. He's vehement, actually. He's not even holding back. He's like almost proud of admitting that he had made a mistake.
Boss is urging the Elections Commission to reject the recall petition that was filed against him, arguing in part that four out-of-state felons submitted 94 of the petitions. Quote, the people who circulated those sheets should be prosecuted for fraud, unquote. Every one of us wants to make sure an election is fair and secure. The first process in an election is making sure people get on the ballot legitimately, and this failed in that case. Now, again, what I find most amazing is he is publicly endorsing former President Trump, despite Trump being the one who backed Adam Steen, who almost beat Robin Voss in the primary. Robin Voss only won by like 324 votes.
And I don't know if the former president is backing the effort, but his biggest fans are pushing for Robin Voss to be recalled. Do I expect Robin Voss to all of a sudden say, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden? Of course I do not. But it is kind of shocking that he had just without any sort of, once again, any sort of scruples, is saying, yeah, I'm voting for Donald Trump. Of course I'm voting for Donald Trump. He's a Republican. I'm a Republican.
Well, and again, this is from this WISN Upfront interview that aired yesterday. Robin Voss said, is Donald Trump somebody that I want to have dinner with or would want as my next door neighbor? No, but I think he's the better choice between the two candidates that we have to lead the country. I don't get another option. We get two. You wouldn't want to have him as your neighbor.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to have dinner with him.
Yeah.
Because I'm assuming because you feel he has character flaws and would not be a good neighbor. And yet this is the person who you believe should run the country. That makes no sense to me.
And what's funny is that he would never say Joe Biden's not a nice guy or I wouldn't want to live next door to him. But yet his policies are so awful. So terrible. He's going to take a guy who is today on the brink of losing everything.
Yeah, he's in court as we speak.
Yeah, so.
Speaking of the former president.
That doesn't show your fortitude for the GOP, Mr. Voss. It shows your absolute ridiculousness in your judgment.
He also criticized the Republican National Committee's recent hire of Christina Bobb to help oversee election integrity issues, which is pretty hilarious because she previously pushed the whole thing about the 2020 election was stolen. And she sparred with Robin Voss online. Voss said that was a bad hire. Christina Bobb is part of the fringe elements that I don't think helps to build credibility, really, not only in our party, but in the entire country. We have to look forward. I think we have a good candidate in Wisconsin. In our U.S. Senate candidate, Eric Hovde.
More about him later.
Yeah, more about him later. And he's doing so well on Twitter. It's really something to watch. I think we have great members of Congress who are going to run aggressive campaigns to turn out the vote. And I think Donald Trump is going to help us do that. He is going to help make sure we have a slate of candidates who are talking about the issues that focus on the future. Well, I sure hope they don't want any money from the Republican National Committee, because all of that money is going to be paying the former president's legal bills.
Yeah, not to mention the people who are trying to recall you don't give a good anything that you are excited about the slate of candidates. They despise you because you're not crazy like them.
We have to get beyond these fringy people.
Yes.
Who think that somehow that's what's happening in our election system. If other states can show that they can do it in a way that guarantees the integrity of the ballot box, why would we not want the same thing in Wisconsin?
Robin Voss, peacemaker. Geo, you can't spell peacemaker without the P, and that's what GOP stands for, Grand Old Peacemaker.
It's a stretch, but we'll go with it.
I'm taking it.
News is coming up next. Then we return. We're to talk about school board elections coming up in Menominee Falls. Andy Gus from Grassroots Menominee Falls is going to join us. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Thank you so very much for joining us. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the show. Give us a call. Send in a text, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Our Ride into Spring texting statewide contest is underway. You have until 11 o'clock this morning via the Civic Media app to text the word music, M-U-S-I-C. Text the word music on the Civic Media app to whatever station you're listening to across the state of Wisconsin. You could pick up an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, and you could be entered to win one of our two grand prizes, brand new bicycles for one, a 3-in-1 blender, and an outdoor patio love seat for the other. Again, you have until 11 o'clock, and then the next time you can play the contest is at 1 p.m. with Todd Alba. Right now, our guest joining us on the phone from Grassroots Menominee Falls is Andy Gus. Good morning, Andy. How you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me so much. Good morning. Good morning, Jane and Greg. Glad to be back on the show.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Absolutely. So, Andy, Menominee Falls gearing up for upcoming school board elections. What do you want moms and dads in Menominee Falls to know?
Well, we put it, so our organization, we decided, we kind of had to look back at everything and found out that information about candidates is really, really, really hard to find sometimes, especially when candidates are no longer participating in public forums. So what we did at Grassroots Menominee Falls is we launched a website called MenomineeFallsSchoolBoardElection.com. And our goal is so that residents can make informed decisions about the upcoming school board elections and see really what the candidates are all about, whether it's based on news articles that they've done, maybe that they haven't contributed, you know, some of the candidates have not replied to all of the questionnaires. One from the Journal, a couple of them didn't reply to. So we wanted to put all the information together so that the voters of Menominee Falls could make an educated choice.
It's so important now, Andy. It really is. And I would imagine very few people are going to go and do all the vetting that you guys did to put this information all in one place. And it's more critically important than ever
yeah.
to, to be aware of who is being elected to our school boards and what their agendas are once they're there.
I completely agree. So what we did with the website, and one of the goals was just to put in, you know, a comprehensive list of, you know, profiles of the school board candidates. We also included endorsements if there was any. We put down their educational philosophies and really responses to local questionnaires, and then also kept it up to date. And we've been adding to it as more news has been released. So it's out there for the public to make informed decisions, which I think is super important, because you just don't want to check a box, especially when it's for your children's education or your neighbor's kids' education too.
Yeah. Andy Gus is our guest from Grassroots Menominee Falls, and we're talking about the website, MenomineeFallsSchoolBoardElection.com. We will make sure that gets up in the show notes, Andy, after the show is over, if people want to check that out. Is it more difficult now than ever before, Andy, to find out where these people stand on issues? I mean, why are they not doing more public debates?
That's a great question. So several years ago, and this is speaking in Menominee Falls, we used to have public forums. I actually was one of, before my involvement with Grassroots of Menominee Falls, I volunteered as part of the PTO to be a moderator. So I just asked simple questions at the forum. And that was the last year that we've had a candidate forum. Now, candidates have wanted to debate and have this public conversation,
sure,
discourse. Unfortunately, it's the candidates that are backed by WISRED in the community that they keep denying the invite to go to these forums. And so it's a disservice to the community, because then we have no idea who you are or what you stand behind.
Yeah, gosh, that almost seems intentional. Huh.
It might be. I think you're onto something there, that they might just might be running away from what they really truly, and the different terms. Like, I mean, I was just, the last time I was on your show, we were talking about book bans. That's something that's at the forefront, especially in this community, and that we're still dealing with. But I think that's why we put out the website. We put out the website so that people can make informed decisions and understand who they're voting for, and it's just not checking a box come April 2nd.
Well, just because of the letter after their name, right? Whether it's D or R or I, you need to know what these people think and what they're going to stand on. And it's so interesting, Andy, that you mentioned about, because now there's all of this backtracking that people are trying to do and removing things that they put on websites or that they tweeted,
yes,
or that, you know, it's like, oh, no, I never said that, because I'll just take this away. And now we can pretend that that never happened. Well, it did happen, and you did say it, and you stood by it up until, oh, now, when you could lose,
yep,
because of this. So you're really doing a great service for people.
No, and I mean, that was the biggest thing, is if we can't have public discourse where candidates are talking amongst each other and people can hear that, we felt that as an organization that we needed to get it out there. It just came down to, we wanted to provide insights and what their priorities were, what they were looking for, you know, who were they involved with. Now, you mentioned, you know, when you go on the ballot on a school board race, it's technically nonpartisan. So there will be no little R's or little D's next to them, but it's quite obvious by the mailers that we receive who backs who and who's with who.
How many people are running? How many people are running, Andy?
So we have two seats open. We have two seats open here in Menominee Falls for the school board, and we have four candidates, and that includes the incumbent, who is also running as well.
Anyone that you are favoring more than others, or do you just want to keep this completely neutral?
I've got my picks. I'm rooting for John Witt, who is he's been a resident for quite a long time here in Menominee Falls. He currently works for Elmbrook School District in the facility side, so he's got some background experience. And then I'm also casting my ballot for Jessica Burkholz. She's got a mother in the district, has kids here, does a lot of volunteer opportunities outside the community, and is heavily involved. And I just and based on the website, you'll be able to read their responses. Those are the two candidates that I'm going to cast my vote for.
You know, so I'm looking at the website right now, which is just to repeat, Menominee Falls School Board Election.com. It's a very nice website, very well presented. Something I noticed, and you just mentioned, you know, asking questions, you know, you ask the various candidates, and then you have just simply declined to respond. I mean, that to me, if I'm a voter and I'm reading that and someone has a nice thought out notion and then someone just says, no, I'm not going to answer that question, that's going to say to me a lot about that candidate and what they feel about it, or even more so, how informed they are on the topic itself.
Or what they're trying to hide.
Yeah.
And I understand that, you know, they might not want to understand, they might not want to reply to the Journal Sentinel.
Yeah.
But they also didn't reply to the Menominee Falls Teacher Union. And those are people that you're going to be representing and working for. And you're not able to describe what your platform is at all to them.
Yeah.
Andy Gus is our guest. He is with Grassroots Menominee Falls. And we're talking about the upcoming school board election, in particular in Menominee Falls. If you have questions, you can go to the show notes after the show is over, and we will include the website that Andy mentioned in there as well. I think it's important to remind folks too, Andy, that a lot of these movements with attempting to take over school boards, they claim to be starting from the grassroots. That's not necessarily accurate, is it?
No. I mean, if you look at some of the mailing flyers that are coming out throughout Waukesha County, they're all the same. They all look the same. It's just that somebody else's picture and name are on there. So it's very cookie cutter. All of their policies, a lot of their talking points are all the same.
Yeah.
And so you think that, you know, that it's just one mindset that they're pushing forward into our school boards.
Well, and that was a big thing that Moms for Liberty was involved in, was trying to claim that, oh, this was, you know, just a homegrown, this is a homegrown movement.
Aw, shucks, darn.
Yeah, aw, shucks, darn. We just decided all to band together and try to take over school boards, you know, just in our neighborhood. No, this is a very concerted effort around the country to, unfortunately, I think the ultimate goal is to kill our public schools.
I would agree with you there too. You know, make them look bad. You know, make the public schools, you know, take their funding away, pass it on to the different to the charter schools.
Yep.
To give them money, and before you know it, our public school system won't have any money to retain teachers. Teachers will be leaving. I mean, it's going to be a cycle that I don't really want to be a part of. But I think that if voters are not informed on who they're voting for and don't have the resources like that we've put out, we're going to be in trouble.
Absolutely, Andy. Like you said, you want people making informed decisions. And as Greg said, too, at looking at this website, Menominee Falls School Board Election.com, if you have some candidates who are refusing even to answer the questions that were submitted in survey form, that should tell you something.
Yes.
I would run away from. I mean, I've ran away. I mean, that was my first, you know, a couple years ago when candidates started to refuse the forums. There's no way that I can vote for someone that is not going to public debate, be out there in the open answering questions unless they're hiding behind something.
Absolutely. It seems, I don't know why anybody would accept that and think that's fine. I genuinely don't. You should be able to defend your positions.
Yeah.
And if you can't, right, then they they must be indefensible.
Right. And then, you know, especially with key issues, you know, with all of the different key issues that are out there, you know, we wanted to provide easy access to it to get candidate information. And then when we were putting the website together, like you said, the only input we could is candidate didn't respond.
Yeah.
You know, so it's about that transparency and accessibility that they're missing. And we wanted to make sure that the voters in Menominee Falls know what they're getting. Who they're voting for.
Absolutely. What are some of the main concerns among Falls parents, do you think, Andy?
I think a lot of it has to do with finances, teacher shortages, facility concerns. If you look at our teacher salaries, we are very low amongst our peers in the surrounding areas. So we're going to start losing the really good teachers that we have to other districts. And that is super concerning because I love our teachers here in Menominee Falls And I would hate to see them leave to other districts because we can't pay them a normal living wage.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's also important to remind people that public schools have to take everyone. Public schools can't turn kids away because they have a disability or they have special needs. That's not the case with charter schools and private schools. They can turn kids away, right, Andy?
Yep, they can pick and choose what students they want and don't want, really. And that just doesn't, I don't think that sets up a good example for our education system in the future.
And that's really a shame in how they sell it, too, because they sell it in the sense of, do you want your kid to go to private school or the school of their choice? Well, we have a program. Well, they might not be taken, or they might get kicked out and that school keeps their money, and they may be kicked out for various reasons that we don't have enough time right now to talk about. So it's that real disingenuous notion of private school for all, if you will.
Andy Gus, we're just about out of time. Thank you so very much for joining us, Andy. The website is MenomineeFallsSchoolBoardElection.com. We will put that up in the show notes. And I think you're doing a great service for the parents of Menominee Falls. Andy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it. And just remember that early voting began last week and goes until April 2nd.
Get in there and vote.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Stay with us. When we return, Keep Our Republic's Kathy Bernier is joining us. Stay close. This is Matt Nair on Air, and we're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Futenhoff coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join the show. Call, text 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is happening tomorrow night. If you have questions about how elections run in Wisconsin, this is your opportunity to find out. Keep Our Republic is going to have a community seminar tomorrow in West Bend at 6 p.m. at the Bend Theater, 125 North Main Street in West Bend. She is the statewide director for Keep Our Republic. Kathy Bernier is here. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm really well. How about you?
We are great. Thank you so much for joining us. And first of all, Kathy, tell us about Keep Our Republic. We have had folks from KOOR on many times before, but if someone is just listening, what is the goal of Keep Our Republic?
Well, Keep Our Republic's goal is that all eligible voters vote, all votes count, and let the count stand. And that is our goal. We want to make sure everyone understands the electoral process. They can filter fact from fiction on their own. And we have municipal clerks and county clerks. They are the heroes of the game. They are front and center at all of our community engagement programs. They speak for themselves and they do a spectacular job.
I give them a lot of credit because they have been under so much heat with all of the lies that the 2020 election was stolen. So I really give them a lot of credit for being willing to come and stand up and talk to people.
Yeah, well, they're kind of proud of themselves and they should be because they do a wonderful job in carrying out an electoral process. When you think about running an election statewide and nationwide, and to get everything precisely right is not exactly possible, and people do make mistakes. But for the most part, they have processes in place where all the checks and balances, security, chain of custody, all the locks are secure and numbered, and the municipal clerks and the poll workers follow certain procedures to make sure that they understand that folks can have rely on the process.
There are many, many checks and balances, right, Kathy? It's not like we have two processes in place and that's it, and then everything goes in the hopper. You know, no, it's much more complex than that.
Right. And it was much easier to cheat when you could just stuff the ballot boxes with paper. We won't get into all that.
That was a heart-stopping history lesson right there.
I wasn't sure if you were joking, because we can't see you, so I wasn't sure. That's still going to be a thing, though, come this election in November, because our legislature didn't do anything about allowing the early counting to start. So we can still hear the same complaints about midnight ballot dumps happening. Well, yes, that's because they can only start counting them on the day of the election.
Complaints from people who could have done something about it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
That's the big problem.
Yes. The concerns over how things could go wrong is more in their imaginations than reality. However, the local clerks, Milwaukee in particular, have really done a lot of things that they have created a streamlined process. It is going to be much quicker anyway. So kudos to them for finding ways to speed up the process.
That's great. But again, it's just infuriating that we had an opportunity to address one part of this, and yet again, nothing in Madison got done, so the complaints can still come around the next time around.
Well, there's going to be a lot more than just that one, I'm sure.
Yeah. Kathy Bernier is our guest. She is with Keep Our Republic, and they're holding a community seminar, essentially, tomorrow night, 6 p.m., the Bend Theater, 125 North Main Street in West Bend. There will be state election officials, county clerks, city administrators, essentially walking people through the process of how elections work and chain of custody, as you mentioned, Kathy. And because you've had these seminars before, what are you hearing from people when they come?
Well, we hear quite a few of the one-offs, sort of, where somebody, you know, they do have legitimate concerns and complaints about something that happened, and then they think that happened statewide or nationwide. You know, an elderly person who hasn't voted for years and then all of a sudden voted, and their family members, and they think, what, you know, who did this? What happened here? And Scott McDonald found out that, sure enough, there were quite a few people in Dane County, several, that voted that were deemed incompetent. So a new bill came forward to actually create a streamlined and more accurate process for informing election officials that somebody is deemed incompetent. So there are legitimate concerns, and I don't want to minimize that. There are mistakes that are made.
Sure.
That is true. And there are people who have cheated, who have committed fraud. You know, a number of them have been caught. And, you know, but then the widespread voter fraud where ballot counts have been flipped and all of that sort of thing has not occurred in the state of Wisconsin. And I doubt that they were that actually occurred elsewhere.
You make a really good point, though, Kathy. Yes, mistakes get made. It is not a flawless process, but it's still a pretty good process. And the amount of bad ballots that get cast are pretty negligible. As you said,
yes.
At least here in Wisconsin, it's never been enough to overturn the election. We're talking maybe 20 votes. It's not in massive, massive numbers that this is happening.
You know, the reason why Pew Charitable Trust came out with the ERIC system is they did some research and they found that the voter registration, the voter rolls are very inaccurate from state to state. We have people on voter rolls in two or three or four or even five states in this nation. We don't have a system in the United States to help correct those errors, whether deliberate or indeliberate, where people are registered in more than one state. So there are things that can improve, and I agree with that. With that said, we do extensive audits. We have our checks and balances, we have chain of custody, we have processes and procedures that I think the Wisconsin residents should be pretty proud of.
Kathy, thank you so very much for joining us. We're up against the clock here. The community seminar tomorrow night, 6 p.m. in West Bend at the Bend Theater, 125 North Main Street. Kathy Bernier has been our guest. Thanks again, Kathy. Stick close. News is on the way next. Keep it here on the Civic Media Radio Network. 'Cause there ain't no doubt.